So, more questions. How did these global statesmen who want to direct our energy and pay him, Mr. Rifkin, how did they fill their deep pockets? How did they get their bottomless war chests? And in the particular case of Mr. Rifkin serving the economic union and, you know, big German banks, they got that from Greece. They got that from Spain. They got that from us, squeezing us and telling us, live within your means. Yeah, well, they definitely feel they're living within theirs. Their means are bottomless because they always can suck on us. And what about all that legacy disparity? So while the youth who haven't had time to figure this out, while they're suckered into building the healing economy, there, I grant you a new term to try to co-opt. Go ahead. You know, fill that with empty content. While the youth are building the healing economy, their merit rising them up to the surface. Does he care about us, systematically kicked below it? What about hierarchy in your vision? Who makes the decisions? What about this matter of global power sitting on our leadership? What about the horrors that have come from states instilling us with obedience? And how do we help our brothers and sisters? How do we help them get through this disaster designed to keep them under power's boot? Power ain't gonna do that. It's only us who can get that boot off their necks and our own. They want us to not care about our brothers and sisters. Lack of empathy will always be rewarded with a wage or with whatever word power comes up with that means the same thing. Don't fight the leash and we'll give you extra things. And is your vision of the future based on coercion? Duh. That's one of their sine qua nons. Doesn't following orders but get us more Auschwitzes? Isn't what's needed that we the people free our souls of obedience? The future is not the global statesman's exclusive province. The future means the lives of all of us. And they cannot be respected by maintaining the current terms of governance, which disallow all of us making the decisions. And rather, as Spearman said, Diana, ever tend us toward totalitarianism. How is this so-called new vision not the subordination of the individual to the collective purpose, as Diana Spearman described, dictatorship? Power must end for our world to be based on reverence instead of obedience. It could not be more obvious that power is but trying to get their global statesman status past this present generation, past those dangerous for powers questions.